This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What did you think about Dennis Gilbert, Buffalo, New York?
And I think they were busting on me about the my comment about just 1 hour of work. But they were running a little bit overtime today. Time and a half for them.
How much you're able to take advantage schedule-wise? Your second day back, you don't have a game for 3 weeks. You haven't been, they've been off 10 days. You can do a little something like September in the middle of February.
Yeah, well, I think I would rather err on the side of a little hard than normal, and these last 2 days have been demanding days, and I think tomorrow is the day the majority will stay off ice. We'll get an off ice weight room lift in and probably do some video work, and then we're back in what is going to be pretty intense part of the schedule.
Was that toughest practice in September in
your opinion? I don't think so. No, we've had a couple that have been tougher than that. It's probably our longest. I don't know if it. Some of the practices we had were, it was compete combined with the skating. I think we're tougher. I always look at the numbers from our fitness people. I can give you an answer tomorrow.
You're gonna want to put Dolly and Henry on the ice tomorrow.
For sure. Yeah, and then UPL was a surprise guest today. I was, for sure. Yeah, and discussions with him said he was on the ice every day. So to get back and partake, we had an e-bug coming in today that was going to pick a practice, and he showed up and wanted to get out there and get back to work.
Obviously didn't play, but just being a part of that seems to have just boosted him. What could the experience do for him, or what do you hope it does for him, I guess?
Yeah, I think anytime you get, part of that where, it's so intense, I know where their expectations and where that team was placed and, how hard they played. I think that experience for a goaltender that doesn't play, I think he notices how well a team defends or how hard they defend, what they're giving up, is all things I think goalies look at.
As you look back, as guys have looked back on this season and look ahead, you look at a guy like Alex Tuch who's, pushing a 30-goal pace, who's pushing a 60, 65-point pace, and he's done a lot defensively. When you look at comparative, a veteran guy like him compared to a younger guy, how do you see him trying to press forward here with the deadline coming and just, trying to play this thing out here?
Again, the focus is still try to get back in this thing. And he is a big part of that. Where, I thought the Nashville game, a little mismanaged with the puck on the one of the first plays, but then I thought the rest of the game played a heck of a game, scored a heck of a goal. He's been one of our top penalty killers, so he's a guy that's going to be important in this race for us.
How much have you been surprised by the, by some of the defensive play and the 200-foot play and PK. I mean, you knew he could give you offense, but now that he's your guy, what's that been like this year?
Yeah. Again, you really don't know until you get to coach and interact with these guys, what their practice habits are like, how they deal with tough game situations. And I think he's grown in areas that I've wanted him to grow. You know, some of his attack has been rush attack and trying to get more like ozone attack, around the front of the net type of attack. Seeing how dangerous he can be shorthanded situations and defending. He's got one of the best sticks I've been around. So you get to know a player pretty good. You know, and it's something that doesn't happen in 10, 15 games. It'd probably take 30, 40 games to really get a handle on how he plays.
Did that come through okay, as far as you know?
Yeah, I did, for sure.
As far as Yuri Kulik goes, I mean, I think there was an expectation that he could stick in the NHL and contribute. But, I mean, you know, mid-February here, and he's your number one center. I mean, does that surprise you that he's made that many strides?
Again, I didn't know a lot about the kid. I mean, it's taken 30, 40 games, and now to see what he's doing playing with those guys and how well he's playing. I mean, you go back to the game in Boston, the game in Long Island. You know, there's been a lot of games where watching him break out of his own zone, his skating has been one thing that I think has helped the two guys that are around him. He's opening up ice for them. His down-low play probably has exceeded my expectations as a young centerman, but his details for being in the right place have been good enough that he's earned that spot right now.
Lindy, you broke down yesterday 7 points in 5 games. That's kind of the way you're approaching the rest of the season. From a mentality standpoint, is it more you want urgency attempting that or loose, kind of just nothing to lose?
No, you know, part of that to get to that is we know where, you know, our goals for are. We're in a good place there. Our goals against have to improve. You know, take those increments in a five-game segment. We have to lower that by our goals against by, you know, 0.4, 0.5. You know, we got to get that down. So we're going to treat those 5 games where try to maintain our goals for, lower the goals against. Special teams, try to maintain a certain percentage with each of those. You know, set goals for areas of the team that are going to help us win, and take some pride. If you're a penalty killer, take pride in getting your part done.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.